Now, maybe you've heard of HMS Bounty. Maybe you've not heard of it. But 200 years ago, it sailed from Britain to the Pacific island of Tahiti, where the crew stayed for about 5 months, during which they made lots of friends with the locals, particularly the local women. And when time was up and it was time to return, they didn't want to leave. So on April 28th, 1789, the crew mutinied. And Lieutenant William Bligh, commander of the Bounty, he was awakened by his crew, who, he says, seizing me, tied my hands with a cord, and threatened instant death if I made the least noise. Well, he wasn't a man to be threatened, so he started shouting, but it did him no good, and he and his officers were loaded into a longboat and cast adrift. The mutiny on the Bounty. They released three films. Fletcher Christian, who was the ringleader of the mutineers, he's been played by Clark Gable, Marlon Brando, and Mel Gibson. But the films don't tell the real story. The mutineers, they sailed off with the Bounty. And with them went a number of Polynesian men, and an even larger number of Polynesian women. And because the mutiny carried the death penalty, they sailed off where they hoped no one would find them, and they eventually settled on an uninhabited island, the island of Pitcairn. And for the crew, it was a dream come true. Think of it, a beautiful desert island, surrounded by beautiful women, no work, no rules. For those mutineers, it was paradise. But the dream turned into a nightmare. There was drunkenness, jealousy, rape, murder, suicide. All the Polynesian men who'd come with them, they were killed. And it wasn't long before, of the original mutineers, only two were left. Two men and a group of frightened women and children who sort of barricaded themselves in a different part of the island. Well, one of the men, Alexander Smith, he thought, look, if I'm to take care of this extended family, I need to be able to read, but I can't read. So he said to the other one, Edward Young, can you teach me to read? All they had was the ship's Bible. The ship had been sunk because it would give them away, but they'd taken off what they thought was useful, and there was an old Bible on the ship, every ship carried a Bible, and they took that, and they started to read the Bible. And he started to learn to read by reading the only book there was on the island. Well, it wasn't long before Edward Young died. So Alexander Smith was left on his own with a Bible. So he ploughed on, going through, reading. Some parts of the Bible were difficult, nearly killed him. Other parts seemed to give and yield their message. But he read on and he read on, and when he got to the end of the book, he was a different man. He was a man who was on first name terms with God. Why? Because the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. And he said this. He said, I've been working like a mole for years. It's very vivid, isn't it? Think of a mole burrowing through in the darkness. I've been working like a mole for years, and suddenly it was as if the doors flew wide open. And I saw the light. And I met God. And the burden of my sin rolled away. And I found new life. No other influence. All he was a man alone with this book. But through this book, this dead man, this mole of a man, found life. And the man ignorant of God was made wise. And the man who was miserable, living a nightmare life, was now filled with joy. Man who had lived in the darkness had come blinking into the light. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. And this drunken murderer God straightened out and washed him clean. And he'd found the answer. He'd found the truth. He'd found the Lord. The law of the Lord. First name turns with God. A sinner gloriously, wonderfully saved. I saw the light. I met God. And the burden of my sin rolled away. And I found a new life. I wonder what would have happened if it had been any other book. What if it had been the book that you're reading at the moment? Any other book. But it was this book. Many years later, the island was eventually found and the visitors came. And it was an American ship. And they said this, they commented, because obviously this extended family had now grown to quite a community. They said they'd never met a people so good, so gracious, and so happy. They said there were no fights, no crime, almost no disease, a happy people. And what was their most valued possession? What did they love? What was at the center of their community? It was this book. The book that had changed everything. More to be desired, verse 10. Are they than gold? Yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. It's a true story.